As Buffalo recently was reminded of, and we're all starting to understand the cold weather season, yeah, it is here. Sure, it means Christmas, skiing, sledding, all that. Also means that it's time to get prepared for when a big snowstorm hits, and believe me, it eventually will. My next guest with her book for its children geared, but actually reminds people of every age about this important idea. She also uses her stories and characters to inspire kids. Get more into science, which is always a good thing. Her latest children's book is Freddy the Frog, Caster and the Big Blizzard. She is the senior meteorologist on the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Channel, Janice Dean. Morning, Janice.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Great to have you back here, and always I'm loving Freddy. And I'm judging by what I see in the comments on your Facebook page, Twitter, Amazon page, everything. The kids and the parents are all in love with Freddy, too.
I am so pleasantly surprised about how the book is doing. It's the second one. There's a third one coming out in July, of course. I hope we can talk about that.
Sure.
But I'm so excited because this is sort of it's a bit of a detour from my real job at Fox, which is presenting the weather. But what a great other experience to have a book out there that deals with weather that helps kids understand it, too. So I'm tickled green by the by the attention and how well-received the book is.
Now, for those who have this void in their life, they haven't experienced Freddy and the Frogcaster with their kids, talk about what the story is in Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard.
Well, the Big Blizzard certainly focuses in on winter weather. But the main story behind Freddy is just being prepared in general. I think in life we have to be prepared for things. But when it comes to weather, my whole reason for being on Fox is to let people know where the storm is coming and how they can prepare for it in advance. So Freddie knows that there's a big blizzard coming through his lily pad, and he is helping his fellow frogcasters Polly Woggins and Sally Croker at the Frog News Network with their winter forecasting. And he realizes this storm is coming, and he has his class in for a tour of the Frog News Network, and all they want to concentrate on is the fact that there's a storm coming through, and they're going to get a day off school, and they're going to get to build snow frogs, and they're going to go sledding. But he's worried because it's going to be a big storm, a big event that's going to have very strong winds associated with it, and things like the power could go out. So he wants to make sure that all of his friends and his coworkers, the Frog News Network, have their blizzard preparedness kit, what to put in a preparedness kit, an emergency kit, if and when a storm hits. So that's the main story. I won't give anything away. No spoiler alerts on your show.
That's right.
People have to read the book. But that's the whole reason behind the books. I wanted to certainly introduce meteorology to kids, but I also wanted them, with their parents and their teachers, to prepare in advance for a storm.
That's one of the reasons why I love both your books so far, and I'm sure the third will continue in this tradition, because it's not a book that you hand to your kid and say, go over there and read, because your book is something the kids are going to come back with and say, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, here's some stuff we have to do. In this case, a checklist for kids and their parents to go through, make sure that they're going to be ready for when that storm hits.
I'm so excited that is the message that I'm getting across, because I have parents and teachers that are using the book in their classrooms, and they're using it to go home and tell their parents, let's make this kit together. It's something that kids and parents and teachers can do together to get prepared. And I think sometimes if you do things like this, you prepare in advance for a storm, or you understand a little bit why the storm happens in advance, it takes the scare out of things. So it's so wonderful to see that being done. Parents and teachers and kids telling me, I can't wait to do this. We can go home, we can look in our kitchen, we can look in our attic for flashlights and make sure that we have extra blankets and extra water and some food and my teddy bear just in case, the power goes out or we have to go somewhere.
And you also, as I said in the intro, you get kids interested in the science of everything, too, which, again, the schools do what they can with the budgets that they have. And as a parent, you have to appreciate that. But anything extra that you can inspire a child with, in this case, with the story and the extras that you have in Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard, that's a plus, too, for the parents.
I think so. If we can get our kids interested in things like science and math, early on, and kind of gently introduce those subjects to them, I think they're going to do better in school. Whenever I go out to schools and I talk about what I do for a living, I ask them, what do you think you need in school to become a meteorologist or someone that does weather? And they know. They need to know science. They need to know math. They need to know geography. So it incorporates all of those subjects. And I think if we get kids excited for subjects like that, those are the subjects they're going to need as they progress in high school and college and so forth.
Do I have to toss my 2 cents here? I think you have to fire up the Janice Dean Marketing Department, start working on those stuffed Freddy the Frog caster dolls and puppets and all that stuff.
It's funny. I did a class a couple of weeks ago. They were so wonderful. School out in Connecticut with grade one. And they made me this beautiful card, Chris, that I have displayed in my office. And I put it on my Facebook page. And they, you know, did this amazing replica of Freddy in a television set with a storm brewing. And, you know, first of all, Russ Cox, who does my illustrations, he's got a run for his money here. I mean, they really did a great job, but they're so excited about Freddy. And I thought, wow, okay, a card. Maybe I can have some cards with Freddy on it somehow someday.
Talking with Janice Dean, who is a senior meteorologist for the Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, and author of a series of children's books, number 2 being Freddy the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard, available on Amazon.com and your favorite means of obtaining a book that is a benefit and a plus and fun for the family. You listen to Issues and Ideas. Now, of course, I mentioned Buffalo in the introduction, and, you know, people want to dismiss these weather events for global warming is usually the means that they do it. But, you know, newsflash for the global warming people. Lake effect snows were happening long before the industrial age and combustible engine came about. So that's, you know, weather is weather no matter what the modern day circumstances are. But, you know, that wakes people up in a way and makes them think, can that happen where I am?
Well, if you live along those lake effect snow beds, I'm fascinated by how lake effect snow happens. And I have friends of mine who are meteorologists that have written their thesis papers on how lake effect snow works. It's unbelievable. And if you live in those regions where you've got that cold Arctic air that comes in from Canada and blows across those relatively warm waters of the Great Lakes, if they're not frozen over, you can get like feet and feet and feet of snow.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a relatively small area. So these bands can be very, very small. So if you go, you know, say 20 miles north of Buffalo or south of Buffalo or wherever that band hit, you know, you didn't get anything. But if you live in that one section where that one area of lake effect snow blows in, you could get just feet of snow. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And they know that they have the potential for that kind of snow. It just happened so quickly. And it was record-breaking in some cases, but it was just that the perfect scenario. All the ingredients came together in that region to get, you know, epic snowfall events. But again, if you live off of Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, you know, the Tug Hill Plateau, they know that when this season happens, when we are going to fall and winter, when the lakes are not frozen over yet, you have the potential for big-time snow events.
Now, as you go through the month of December leading up to Christmas, of course, everyone wants a white Christmas. What region of the country is standing the best chance of seeing the stormy weather for the balance of the month?
Well, definitely the Northern Plains. The Northern Plains and the Upper Midwest, they always tend to get, you know, some of those storms that come in before Christmas and help keep the snowpack. As for the Northeast, you know, I think it's kind of a toss-up. We got that storm on Thanksgiving that brought snow to the interior sections of the Northeast, but along the coast, sometimes you don't typically see that much snow, you know, late December, early January. At this point, I always say anything past a 5-day forecast is wish casting.
Yes.
It's really hard to predict where a storm is going to go and where it's going to hit. So, you know, typically when you look back, say, 100 years, certainly the northern tier of the country is more likely to have a white Christmas.
So if you're planning your holiday plans and you want a white Christmas, pack your skis and head for the mountains.
Exactly.
Or you can head maybe for the northeast ski areas where they make their own snow.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we're off to a good start in terms of snowpack for a lot of those areas that I mentioned, the northern Rockies, the Plain States, and in towards, you know, certainly the White and Green Mountains across the interior sections of New England.
And as you travel with the kids, bring along a copy of Freddy and the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzards. Be a little family fun and keep on top of what's happening with Janice as we get ready for the next adventure of Freddy the Frogcaster and the huge hurricane which is coming out Publication date so far is July of 2015. And again, it will be no doubt education and fun. And that's a great combination because when kids are having fun, like it or not, that's when they learn the most. Janice is a mom, too, so she knows that little trick of the trade as well. And you can check her out over on Facebook, on Twitter, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, whatever your means of getting a book is. That's going to add something to your kid's life and to yours as well. Freddie the Frogcaster and the Big Blizzard is one of those must-gets. Janice Dean, senior meteorologist on the Fox News Channel and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, as always, for being here. Merry Christmas.
You too, Chris. Thanks for having me.